Ben, how much hay has been trucked to farmers and ranchers who needed it through Operation Haylift?
We've been out there for about 5 weeks working when the weather allows. You know, we've helped approximately 12 different families, separate families out there that were burned by the wildfires. And we've hauled either one or two loads. Some families have gotten three loads, depending on how many cattle they're feeding.
Well, we'll forgive you for not knowing the numbers because it's a number in motion. Fair to say that you will have concluded by the end of the week.
Yeah, that is our goal. As of right now, the number of families we've got on the schedule that have been approved for assistance.
Ben, I'm guessing that some of the hay that ranchers put up last year went up in flames when the wildfire spread across the total of 70,000 acres in central Nebraska. How critical was this help for those ranchers who received it?
That was very critical. You know, they weren't expecting, obviously, to lose all their pasture right at the beginning of the grazing season. And when that happened, they've got to scramble and find other ways to feed their animals now for several months. It's great that they don't have this unexpected expense. We've been able to get this hay donated completely free of charge to them. It's just been a real blessing to them to have this come along and not have to figure out how to feed the cattle and how to pay for it.
Take us into that network. I'm interested how you gather it, how you find it, how you deliver it.
We've done this a few other times over our eight-state region when disasters have happened, like the floods in Nebraska, you know, a few years springs back, and wildfires and drought in Kansas and the Dakotas. And so a lot of those folks remember Farm Rescue and that we do haul hay and to help during those times. And so they always tell us that when they're getting the free hay, that next time that I'm in a better position and I can be the one donating the hay, I definitely want to do that. And so they'll usually reach out to us before we can even call them to offer, as soon as they've heard that we're helping with the next Operation Hay Lift or hay hauling assistance.
How long ago was Farm Rescue founded, and is this what the organization does?
Farm Rescue was founded back in 2005, mainly as a way to help farmers in the plains get their crops planted and seeded when they couldn't do it themselves due to a major illness or natural disaster. And over time, as the organization grew with more volunteers, we realized that we should try to provide more services to help the farm families with whatever needs that might come up during the season, not just planting. And I can't say exactly when hay hauling and hay baling were added, but you know, it started with planting and the other services were added as we went along.
Farmers and ranchers can apply for assistance at farmrescue.org. And of course, corporate sponsors are always welcome, so props to Anheuser-Busch Foundation for kicking in donation money.
They wanted to donate some additional funding just to help with these hay hauling projects in both Nebraska and down in the panhandle of Texas, Oklahoma, where they had big fire at the same time this winter.
Ben, give me a call when you know how much hay was delivered in these 5 weeks.
I was just kind of adding up the loads. We've got about 16 loads in Nebraska right now. We'll probably add three more, so we could say 20 loads of hay. I don't have the exact number of bales, but you know, each load is about 34 round bales per load. You know, that'd be over 600 bales right there.
That's a lot of hay. Ben, thank you for the update. We appreciate it very much. Ben Smith, Farm Rescue Field Operations Manager for Farm Rescue. I'm Dale Johnson, Nebraska Public Media News.